Cold Lake. On April 6, the Cold Lake Air Force Museum welcomed visitors from near and far to its open house event, commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Air Force, RCAF. Guests explored a rich tapestry of history, learning about the significant role Cold Lake has played in shaping the RCAF's legacy. Normally in the summer months, starting May long weekend, the whole museum will be open, which is actually four museums in one, explained Wanda Stacey, curator at the museum. She highlighted the museum's unique offerings, including the Air Force Museum, Indigenous Museum, Oil and Gas Museum, and Heritage Museum, all of which would be accessible to the public starting May long weekend. However, on Saturday, attention was squarely focused on honoring the RCAF's centennial. It's the 100th anniversary of the formation of the RCAF, which was April 1, 1924. We do have a history timeline with our special centennial exhibit upstairs, Stacey shared. The exhibit featured artifacts and memorabilia showcases the RCAF's storied past. Among the notable moments was the debut of a unique publication entitled, 100 Artifacts for 100 Years, showcasing hand-picked items from the museum's extensive collection. The book is slated for release later this year, and will be accessible to all, free of charge. Our centennial exhibit upstairs speaks about the general history of the RCAF, as well as lots of ways in which Cold Lake has impacted the RCAF and played a major role, Stacey said, emphasizing the importance of recognizing Cold Lake's contributions to the RCAF's legacy. As guests explored the museum's offerings, they gained insight into Cold Lake's role as the home of Canadian Forces Base, CFB, Cold Lake since its inception in 1954. Our role is that we exhibit and interpret the history of CFB Cold Lake from its inception here in 1954 in Cold Lake to present, Stacey explained, underscoring the museum's commitment to preserving and sharing the region's military heritage. While the museum primarily focuses on the period from 1954 to the present, Stacey also highlighted the broader scope of Cold Lake's history covered by the museum's sister institutions. The other museums, which are not open today, showcase the history of Cold Lake, right, from First Nations history all the way to present, covering Indigenous oil and gas and heritage, she explained, emphasizing the museum's comprehensive approach to documenting the region's diverse history. Despite the museum's extensive offerings, Stacey acknowledged that many locals remain unaware of its existence. Some people have lived here for 30 years and don't even know there's a museum, she lamented, highlighting the need for increased community engagement and awareness. Events like Saturday's open house provide an opportunity for the museum to connect with the community and foster a deeper appreciation for Cold Lake's rich history. We try to do a business mixer, an open house. We have special events, another free open house on July 1.